This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Local authorities issued an air raid alert for Kyiv and the surrounding region on Thursday evening, and witnesses heard small gunfire and explosions in the capital. Reuters witnesses heard gunfire and repeated heavier explosions near the city center. Residents who made their way to air raid shelters told Reuters they saw drones in the air. This as President Volodymyr Zelensky told members of the International Criminal Court, the ICC, that Ukraine was realistic, that it would not be able to join NATO while still fighting Russia. But he said he wanted a very clear message that Ukraine will be in NATO after the war. He also made another push for more fighter jets. Zelensky made his comments after meeting the prime ministers of the Netherlands and Belgium. The Hague in the Netherlands is the home of the International Criminal Court. The former head of a far-right extremist group has been convicted of orchestrating a plot for his members to attack the Capitol on January 6th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A jury has found ex-Proud Boys Chief Enrique Tarrio guilty of seditious conspiracy in one of the most serious cases brought after the Capitol riot. Tarrio was not here in Washington on January 6th, but prosecutors said he organized and directed the Proud Boys attack. Defense lawyers said there was no plan to storm the Capitol or stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's White House win. One of Tarrio's lawyers says the blame instead rests with Donald Trump for inciting the attack. The verdict's a major milestone for the Justice Department, which has now secured seditious conspiracy convictions against leaders of two major extremist groups. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these and any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. The death of a man who was placed in a chokehold by a fellow passenger on a New York City subway train earlier this week has been ruled a homicide by the city's medical examiner, as calls for an arrest in the incident have intensified. The deceased man, identified as 30-year-old Jordan Neely, died on Monday from a compression of the neck while riding on a train in Manhattan, a spokesperson for the medical examiner said on Thursday. The spokesperson noted that homicide is not a ruling on intent or culpability. Neely, according to local media reports, was homeless and was known as a Michael Jackson impersonator. The battle for control of Sudan continued Thursday as the warring factions appeared to ignore another ceasefire agreement. Black smoke rose from buildings in the capital, Khartoum, following airstrikes and artillery fire by the Sudanese army. Fierce fighting could be heard in Khartoum as the army tried to push back the paramilitary rapid support forces from areas around the presidential palace and army headquarters. A bipartisan group of four U.S. senators are introducing legislation to prohibit young children from using social media. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Democratic Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii says the bill is simple.
12 and under, you're off. 13 through 17, you need your parents' permission. And 13 through 17, no algorithmic boosting. And I think people appreciate the simplicity. If a parent can't understand the bill, it's hard for them to rally behind it.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says many parents feel powerless when it comes to monitoring their children on social media.
They have the right and the responsibility to raise their kids at home and in school and when they're out in the town, yet they don't feel like they have the same empowerment online.
Donna Warder, Washington.
Singer Ed Sheeran returned to a courthouse in the U.S. state of New York Thursday.
Looking forward to a verdict today? Looking forward to a verdict.
He was accused of violating copyright, and the jury decided the British pop singer did not rip off a classic song by R&B legend Marvin Gaye. During testimony, Sheeran told the jury, quote, "I find it really insulting to devote my whole life to being a performer and a songwriter and have someone diminish it," end quote. Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate were greeted by crowds outside the Dog and Duck Pub in the heart of London's nighttime economy. Before heading inside to meet regulars, publicans, and business owners, the Prince and Princess of Wales took a trip to the pub by tube on Thursday and told locals the preparations are still underway for King Charles' coronation. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.